right, we'll get started. Today we'll make one roster move. We will sign Jake Long today, and we'll waive Charles Godfrey. And so just another opportunity for us to continue to compete, and looking forward to having Jake here. Certainly like to finish yesterday at the end of the game, and then with a short week on to New York. And with that, I'll open it up some questions regarding the Giants.
Do you expect Jake to play Sunday,
Dan? I think we'd rather go through the practice and see where he's at, but no, I wouldn't. For him not being, you know, here in training camp and going through the process, so I'm not expecting that. But I am excited to have his competes and his toughness for a guy. I just want a chance to compete. You know, when a guy talks to you like that, you certainly have a lot of respect for how he goes about his business. So we're excited to have him here, and then we'll get him up to speed as fast as we can, and then we'll kind of cross that bridge in terms of, you know, where and after that.
Coach, he was a left tackle most of his career thus far. Do you envision him playing there or swinging for you guys?
Both sides, yep. And we'll start him off the left and see where he's at, and then we'll swing him over to right as well. So, yeah, we definitely like the versatility. And I know he's played left for a long time. He's a good football player. And most guys can, you know, swing and play both who have that kind of mindset. So we'll do him at both.
He's obviously gone through a couple of knee surgeries. Did you obviously have to get the assurance that he's passed that and able to?
That's correct, yeah. So that was, you know, part of the process for him to have as much time as he needed to get healthy and get ready. And honestly, just looking forward to him, you know, being a part of his group. You know, me, Thomas and I, we love toughness and the attitude that goes along with that position. He certainly has it. So we're looking forward to him being part of the group.
Same subject, where do you feel like Jake Matthews is with his back and Ryan Schrader?
You know, I thought
he played on the right side.
Yeah, both guys. We'll talk about Matthews first. With all the Jakes here, we'll have to make sure we specify who we're talking about so nobody gets fouled up. With Jake Matthews, I thought, what a good job coming back, you know, from being sidelined and the amount of work and effort that it goes in just to get yourself ready to go back out and play at the level he had. It was great to see him come off the ball. I thought really used his feet. In the run game, he was a real factor. So for the limited reps, I thought he had a terrific start, Vaughn. And then over on the right side with Schrader, same thing for him. Loved the competitiveness. I felt that come out of him. And I thought that group in general as a whole really played together. The communication was there and on point.
How was Matthews today?
You know, he said he was sore from the game, but not any more sore from his back. So that was awesome to hear. Like any of the guys in the trenches, yeah, I'm sore, but it wasn't specific to one spot. You know, normal, you know, game day soreness.
How did Beasley fare last night? That was a pretty big matchup.
Yeah, that was definitely a welcome to the NFL matchup. And we've got such great respect for Peters, the way he plays. I thought there were some real signs, you know, from the get-offs and, you know, that we had him going back and going. So it was great him to also be a part of the group. I thought in terms of the start, I felt our energy more at the beginning, at the end, than maybe in the middle there was a little bit of a lull. But I thought he had a good first night led.
What are your initial impressions of the Giants? We all kind of got to do some TV scouting on Sunday.
Yeah, you jumped ahead on me. So as we're going in, you know, just such great respect for their team, their coaching staff, the style of how they play, you know, from their offensive standpoint, you know, and Eli and all the things he can, although he's not a runner, he escapes pressure great. He knows where to go with the ball. He makes terrific decisions with it. It comes out quickly. And then defensively, we know with Spags coming in and, you know, changing the system that they had from before into the system that he's, you know, bringing back into there. We'll have our hands full. You know, tough outfit. Always have played tough under Coach Coughlin and just in terms of the style and the attitude. So, you know, a matchup that we're really looking forward to.
Their game was very physical and they get a little more time. But how do you put that in perspective as far as us being ready and getting ready?
I think the biggest thing for us is getting right back into our routine. So a number of the guys came in today and we start treatment. And then as we get into tomorrow, you know, we'll start on our Wednesday and the preparation and all the stuff that goes into it. So it's right back into our process. And we try to make this process as much about us as we can. How do we play in our style and our attitude? So that'll begin right back into it tomorrow. And then as we get further along into the week, into Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, we may have to adjust some players' reps based on a big play count or some injuries. But we'll have a better feel for that as the week goes on.
Coming into the season, were you a little bit concerned about Roddy, where he stood health-wise? And then to see what he was able to do in the first game, how crisp he was running his routes, and look very right. healthy and refreshed. Can you talk about that?
I thought he really, and really I felt great when he came into training camp. You can tell he really put the work in. He's always had the Warriors mindset in terms of just attacking, but for him, then he had, you know, the setback with his elbow, but just when he came back, you could just tell, you know, like, when the guy has that look about him, like, I'm not going to be denied in terms of the work, the effort, the mindset, he has it. And it's one of the things I love about his game.
After the game, Devontae Freeman mentioned that the honesty from the coaching staff has kind of made you guys feel like family already, even though it's just been one game. What does it mean to you to know that your message has resonated to that extent this early in your time here?
Yeah, I think it's the respect back and forth between the players and the coaches, knowing that, you know, we trust them to do it. They trust us in terms of getting them ready. So it definitely goes both ways in the regard that we show them and back for it. We know we're in it together and how hard we can go. That's our job to keep pushing them and finding ways to improve. And then on their end, okay, to take that coaching and go for it. But he is such a competitor. And I just love all the style and attitude that he brings to us. Every time you play, you can feel him in terms of his style, his attitude. So he's off to a terrific start. Glad to have him back out there for sure. We missed him the whole preseason, so for him to be back out on the field, it was awesome.
And then Tevin getting the start of running back, Grady Jarrett making that big play that helped the interception, Beasley getting the start. How big is it to see those rookies just right away from week one?
I think, you know, the respect from their teammates, that's number one, like showing like, hey, you can count on me to get the job done. And that's what a young player needs to do early on in their career, to show you like, hey, man, you can count on me, you know, to get the job done. And so for those guys to come through and do that, it goes a long way. It really does.
Coach, sticking on the rookies real quick, I'm
sure.
Sorry. Justin Hardy, why was he inactive for the game?
We made a coaching decision.
Did you feel that he can bring a little something to the table?
Yeah, he definitely can. And just at that position, man, are we deep and have some really talented guys. So it's not going to be where we'll take it with Justin. And we had Nick who was up where it goes week to week. And so it just really came down to a coaching decision at the end in terms of the actives and how we could feature everybody. So I think we had, you know, five or six receivers up already. So that's where it came down to, just a coaching decision really, Vaughn.
I guess it was on the team website that we saw pictures of you being presented game ball after the game. I'm just wondering, did you give yourself a few minutes after the game?
Yeah, I was totally unexpected, so the guys got me on that one. And, I was a lot of gratitude to be here and be part of this group. And you know, like I said, I'm just, you know, so fortunate to be here with this team and this city where football is so important. And just feel like we're just getting started together, so glad to be a part of it.
Were you crying, or does that go?
Right somewhere at the house. There's some other ones that there, but this one's extra special for me, yeah.
Now that you've had a time to watch the game, is there any specific player that kind of caught your attention that you think maybe isn't really being talked about with the performances from Julio and Matt yesterday that are getting a lot of attention?
I thought a tight end, Levine, had a really good night. You know, had a good third down catch. That was a big one for us, and he really came up big on a special teams play at the end. So I thought, you know, there's all these unique guys that come through at the end to make some plays. But he would probably been one that would jump out for me. I thought Paul Warlow, you know, and specifically defensively, had a really good night too.
Coach, Pat DeMarco, how did he lead block for you, and how big of a role and how important is he to the running game?
He's a really important role, and the fact that he's such a versatile guy, you know, we shift him out, we put him out of the backfield, he can catch. He had a terrific contact on one of the outside runs, I think it was to Devontae, did a nice job in protection as well. So those kind of guys have that versatility. Sometimes we use Pat as a fullback, other times we line him up like he's, you know, like an off tight end and can be on the move some. So I think it's his football smarts, his versatility that makes him such a unique guy for us.
And were you pleased with the near-perfect offensive split, 34-35?
I think the balance, you know, is something that we're looking for, and we've got to stay committed, you know, in that way to strive to have the run game that we want and the play actions and the keepers and all that goes with it. So for our first time out, I'm pleased with where we're at in terms of the balance. And from here, just see how much better we can get at each part of our game. You know, right now we're nowhere near as good as we're going to be, and I like, you know, what that feels like, knowing that there's a lot of work we need to do to get better. And by no means on either side of the ball or on teams are we playing our best football right now. We got a lot of work ahead of us. But I do like that we got a nice base to start from, and away we go.
With that in mind, did anything surprise you last night or anything that you really weren't envisioning?
I thought, you know, in the run game, you know, for us to, you know, come up and make some stops early on, you know, I've really felt that energy. And we know how good their run game can be. And just they've got such speed at the back. Sometimes they break one, and we saw that with Sproles where he had the long one that goes. Sometimes you just, you know, it's the effort that makes up for you missed out of a gap, but are you just going as fast as possibly can, and the next guy goes to make it? So I was pleased to see in the run game, you know, have that kind of production, because we know how good this team can run the ball. We know, you know, the style that they have. And I think that's one of the things I respect probably most about Chip and their program, is like they have real style, they stick to it, and they know how to play. So I'd say that was probably the one thing. I knew that was going to be a tough assignment.
Does that win have extra special meaning only because Philadelphia is so awkward to play against it in the opener? You know, they're fast, they're paced, they're tempo, they're different.
I think it just goes back to reminding us that it still comes back to how we play. In our style. So the finish is such an important factor. So for us to, you know, to finish like we did was huge. But at the end of it, it still comes back to our technique, our style, our attitude, how we play. And I thought that was really on showcase last night. It's always going to come back to our mindset of how we play.
How about conditioning overall when, you know, they're in the third quarter toward the end of the third.
It's a long
quarter.
Drive. Sure. I think it went 17 plays. Right. So, you know, whether you're in terrific condition or not, 17 is still 17 plays, and that's as hard as it can get. For us, you know, we had some assignment errors that took place on that, and ones we could have had better calls on. So for us, some of those wounds were self-inflicted, and so that's what I'm most pleased about. Say, all right, we can get those parts corrected. And had it been a scheme issue or a matchup issue that you had been concerned about, you said, boy, that was one we can certainly avoid. But knowing that some of those were self-inflicted and we can improve upon those, that's what gets me excited. It really does.
You've already talked about Jake Matthews' game, but can you talk about the line in general? And obviously that unit had not had much time together.
Yeah, I think the time they spent in that week, you know, Andy was there and the other guys, you know, Jake had been out for a while. So for those guys to put the time in, it's like that every single week. And I think that mindset, that group is just always on every, you know, really good team we've all been around. That group is really close and really tight. So that's the message. We're not waiting until the mid-year for us to, you know, play well. We're doing it right now, so let's make sure we all get on the same page.
You talked a little bit about the Giants. How does a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul, with his injury and Williams, how does that affect them defensively and what they're able to do in terms of pressure?
Yeah, he is such a unique guy, and I think it's the length, it's the speed, that all the stuff that he has. But you know, when you look at their team, they've got a lot of good players. And so when the next guy's down and how do you feature the next guy who goes into his spot, it's certainly not everyone says, okay, you just take his spot. And, you know, just all find the best ways to feature the guy. So I'm not sure when his timetable is for his return, but, yeah, really unique guy.
The two mats and the kicking game had a major impact on that win last night.
Yep.
You got to feel that you're blessed to have that.
And the big punch, I think, it was a single, also from the punting, a single game, I mean, Atlanta record in terms of for punt average for Bosher, and then for Matt Bryant, I don't know if he was 4 for 4, you know, going on to the end of it. One of the things that you love seeing about him, like, he approaches every kick the same, and honestly, it's the same way at practice, and he just keeps his head down, follows through on it. It might be the 35-yarder, a 55-yarder, and I think we can all learn from that, you know, like, stay consistent in your approach.
Tough question to ask you, but what did he do? I mean, his leg strength. And his quickness is obviously so much better, so improved. Is there anything he did in the offseason?
You know, I think you have to answer for him that, but he has a real routine about how he goes about it. When do I kick? When don't I kick? And he spends actually less time kicking in the offseason now that he's later in his career than he did earlier. And it's just for that sole reason, you know, like, okay, there's this window for me, and I'm not going to make sure I – you know, lose anything in the off season, and then we're real detailed about how he approaches his week too. So very methodical in his approach, and I think that's really one of the things that allows him to play so well, you know, even at, you know, a later stage in your career.
What was the concession to his length, you know, against the Sproles? Was anything said to him? Do you make that correction with him? In other words, don't outkick the coverage?
No, we didn't go down that road. We have real, you know, strength in terms of the way we want to go about it with our outside guys. So, no, it's not something that we came up. There's certain times that you do talk in that way, but in that instance, we didn't.
Last question, guys.
You getting hit from friends and family about tickets for Sunday?
Oh, there's no question, yeah. Every time we go back up in that area, that's part of it. But honestly, we're looking forward to a great matchup there this weekend, and we'll see you guys there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Have a good afternoon.